With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Some two dozen states are challenging President Donald Trump's new global tariffs. They filed a lawsuit over import taxes he imposed after a stinging loss at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Democratic attorneys general and governors in the lawsuit argue that Trump is overstepping his power with planned 15% tariffs on much of the world. Morgan Stanley is laying off roughly 2,500 employees as job cuts continue this year in the financial sector. The layoffs at Morgan Stanley account for roughly 3% of its workforce. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week was unchanged from the week before. U.S. filings for jobless aid for the week ending February 28th matched the previous week's 213,000. That's according to the Labor Department. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate came off its lowest level in 3.5 years this week. The benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate ticked up to 6% from 5.98% last week. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.